The eighth perek begins with Kol HaBosar Osor Levashel B'Cholov Chutz Mipsar Dogim V'Chagovim V'Osor Lahalos Imagvina Al HaShulchan Chutz Mipsar Dogim V'Chagovim. And finally, Hanoder Min HaBosar Mutar B'Bosar Dogim V'Chagovim. So let's take a look at the first few words in Rashi. Kol HaBosar Osor Levashel B'Cholov. Obviously, when the word kol is used by the Mishnah, it's coming l'rabos. There's some sort of chiddush in the word kol. So Rashi says, Afal Gav, the Omer Achmona Gdi. The Pasuk says, Lo Sevashel Gdi. Hu Adin L'Chayov Yof. So we have three categories. On the two polar extremes, we have Gdi, and that represents Behema. On the other polar extreme, we have Chagovim and Dogim. And in the middle, we have Chayaviyof. And Rashi is saying that the way we should read the Mishnah is the following. That the word Basar itself is referring to Basar Behema. But the Kol Basar comes to include Chayaviyof. And the exclusion is Chutz Mipsar Dogim V'Chagovim. So that's how Rashi works it out. Obviously, the question is going to be, what's the status of Chayaviyof? And just to give you a little bit of background, there are two categories of Basar B'Cholov. There's one category called Basar B'Cholov D'Oraisa, and then there's a category called Basar B'Cholov D'Rabbanan. And the real issue in Basar B'Cholov D'Rabbanan, in its original form, is when there's no bishul. Because the Torah says, Lo Sevashel Gedi. And derech bishul asra Torah. The Torah only prohibits basar b'chol when they were cooked together. But there are other methods of creating basar b'chol. And you and I might not even know the difference in taste. Even the kfela, the professional chef, might not know the difference in taste. But nevertheless, the method was not exactly precisely bishul. So for example, tzli, you know, which is roasting, and then you have tigun, which is frying, and then you can have kovush, where you soak a piece of meat in milk. There are many, many different cases where it's not derech bishul asra Torah. We're going to talk about bishul and a kli rishon, and bishul and a kli sheni, many, many different cases. So all those cases come under what we call basar b'chol of derabon. And those are derabon because they're lacking in the maisid bishul. Then there's an entirely different class of basar b'chol d'rabbanan, which has nothing to do with bishul. There was a full-fledged bishul, but it has to do with the nature of the species of the meat. Where did this meat come from? Did it come from a behema? Then it's d'oraisa. No question about it. Then you could talk about a behema t'meya. We're going to have a sugya about a non-kosher animal. So a non-kosher animal obviously is osur b'achila in any event. But by adding the milk and cooking it with milk, you may convert it into basar b'cholov, which means that it becomes also b'hanah, and that adds a whole new dimension to the issur. Or do we say that there's no basar b'cholov with regard to behema t'meya? So in that case, the issur d'rabbanan is not so relevant. But in the case of oaf, that's the classical case about which we have a category called basar b'cholov d'rabbanan, but mind you, not everyone agrees. And we're going to soon see that our Mishnah, the way Rashi interprets it, and the way the Gemara seems to interpret it, is reflecting the shita that basar of b'cholov is d'oraisa. Who debates that? Who argues with that? So there are two great Tanoim who argue with that. One is Rabbi Akiva, and one is Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. Both agree that when the Torah says Gdi, it refers to Behema and only to Behema, not to Chaya, not to Of. The Machlokas, however, between... There's a double Machlokas here. The Machlokas between the Chachamim against Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, we'll soon see, is a Machlokas as to whether or not the Torah prohibits Of. The Rabbanan hold that Of is included in the Dorais of Basar B'cholov, whereas Rabbi Yossi HaGlili and Rabbi Akiva reject that opinion. They hold that Of is excluded midoraisa. But then there's an internal machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi HaGlili as to whether or not you're allowed to cook and eat basar of b'cholov. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili goes as far as saying that basar of b'cholov, you're allowed to cook, you're allowed to eat it. Again, can you imagine such a thing? According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, we can eat a cooked chicken and milk situation. Rabbi Akiva, however, says the Rabbanon are right that you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to eat this, but that's only the Rabbanon. So the Chachamim of Rabbi Akiva go as far as to say that if you cook oaf with cholav, you violated Isur Doraisa with the whole kit and caboodle, with the Isur Bishul, the Isur Achila, the Isur Hana. That's all Doraisa. Rabbi Akiva would hold in the case of oaf and chaya, you're dealing with, in the worst case scenario, an Isur Derabanan. And the question is, if we paskin, we don't know, but if we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, then what we end up with is basar b'chol derabanan, not just because of the absence of bishul, like in the case of kavush where you soak it, but basar b'chol derabanan because you're lacking in the cheft of basar, you're lacking in behema. And Rabbi Akiva holds that if it's not behema, then chayav yof is only derabanan. And one of the big issues in the Rishonim that we're going to touch on, based on how we learn our sugya, is what did the Rabbanan prohibit in the case of Basar Of Becholav? How far did they go? Did they go only as far as to prohibit Achila? Or did they take Basar Of Becholav min Rabbanan and equate it with Basar Behema Becholav? And therefore you have three different Isurim, albeit the Rabbanan. One is Bishul, two is Achila, and three is Hanah. How far did the Rabbanan go when they asked Basar Of Becholav? Did they basically equate Basar Of Becholav with Basar Behema? This would be flexing the muscle of Kol D'Tikun Rabbanan Keim Do Raisa Tikun. When the Rabbanan make a takana, it has the whole 9 yards. Or did they create this new entity called Basar Of Becholav, which is Asur Rabbanan, but it's only Asur Achila, and it doesn't generate an Isur Hana or an Isur Bishul? And that last sheet is going to be the sheet of the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch. They paskin that Basar Of Becholav is only Asur Be Achila, but there's no Isur Bishul and there's no Isur Hana. That means if I cook chicken with milk, I have not violated even an Isur Drabbanon, and I can take that chicken and milk that's been cooked together and feed it to my dog. That's according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, as in Yirtz Hashem will soon see. Rashi here in our Mishnah gives you the impression that Chayav Yof is what? Is the Raisa Drabbanon? Read the Rashi again. Rashi says, Afa gav di omar rachmana gidi, hu hadin l'chayav yof. What impression do you get? It's Doraisa. Now, Rashi certainly agrees, because nobody denies it, that Basa Behema is Doraisa, correct? Basa Behema is Doraisa. Even though the Torah says what? Gidi. So we're obviously expanding Gidi beyond the limitations of Gidi. How far you can expand it? And Rashi says to include Chayav yof as well. And where did Rashi get this from? How did Rashi know that when the Mishnah says that Kol HaBasar, it includes even Chayav Yof? So there are two answers to this question. If you're asking how did Rashi know it, it's obvious, because the Mishnah says Chutz Mi Basar Dogin V'Chagovin. Apparently the word Basar here, Kol HaBasar, that phrase includes even Chayav Yof. But how did Rashi know that Chayav Yof were included in the Pasuk? Meaning that they're Doraisa. Could we have possibly interpreted our Mishnah as referring to both Doraisa and Drabbanan? Doraisa in the case of Behema, and Drabbanan in the case of Chayav Yof, which would be exactly the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. The middle sheet between the Chachamim on the one extreme, who have an Isur Doraisa in Chayav Yof, and on the other extreme, the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds the Chayav Yof is Mutal Chatchila. Rabbi Akiva is right down the middle. And Rabbi Akiva would therefore hold that although for a Doraisa Bas B'chav I need Behema, but for Drabbanan, even Of is included in the Isur Drabbanan, no less than the case of Kavush that we discussed earlier. Again, Rabbi Akiva will have trouble reading our Mishnah. Because if you hold like the Rambam, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, there's no Isur Bishul in Basar Of. If the word Kol HaBasar is referring even to Of, then how do you read the Mishnah? The Mishnah says Kol HaBasar also Levashel B'Cholav. And if Kol HaBasar includes Oaf. There is no Isur Bishel according to the Rambam. The Rambam holds that when the Rabbanan Asid Basar Oaf, they limited to Achila, and they did not equate it with Basar Behema to extend the Isur Rabbanan to include even Bishel and even Hana. They limited it to one single Isur out of the three, namely to Achila. How is the Rambam going to read our Mishnah? And if the Rambam can't read our Mishnah, we're going to have to come to the conclusion that the Rambam doesn't paskin like our Mishnah. Which is not so simple to say, because halacha kistam Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't mention Rabbi Akiva. And that would be a case of halacha kistam Mishnah. We're going to see in the Teferis Yaakov that there's something called stam v'yachakach machlokes. And in a stam v'yachakach machlokes, it could be under certain conditions that we paskin against the stam Mishnah. But be that as it may, Rashi clearly is interpreting our Mishnah, that we're dealing with Doraisa. The word Gedi includes not just Behema, but Chaya v'Of as well. And I want to point out to you a line in the Chidushi HaRashba. The Rashba says, Kol HaBosar Osu Levashel B'Cholov Lishna Dekra Nokat. The Mishnah uses the word Bishel because the Torah uses the word Bishel. The Torah consistently, with regard to the Isur Basar B'Cholov, speaks about Bishel and only Bishel. Correct, and it's only Chazal who interpret Al Pitor Shval Peh that the word Bishel does not really mean Bishel. It does not exclusively mean Bishel. Says the Rashba, the Mishnah decided to follow in the pattern of the scripture of the Torah itself and use the word Bishel. Lishna dekra nokat. Dechsiv lo sevashel gedi b'chalev imo. V'asur levashel, v'asur lechol ka'amar. The Rashba is indicating to us that the word Bishel here in our Mishnah, called Bos Osu Levashel, includes Achila as well. And presumably if it includes Achila, it also includes Hana. And therefore, if the Mishnah Kol HaBosar refers to not only Behema, but also to Oaf as well, then clearly in the Rashba's frame of reference, what is the Mishnah telling me? That Oaf is Asur not only in Achila, but also Bishel and presumably in Hana as well. And this is against the Rambam. The Rashba here, without mentioning the Rambam, is arguing with the Rambam. Because whereas the Rashba applies the Isur Bishel to Oaf, the Rambam does not. I wouldn't blame the Rashba for this, because Rashi before the Rashba does the same thing. So we can put Rashi and the Rashba in one camp and the Rambam in the other camp. Let's see if I'm correct about reading the Rambam. The Rambam says the following: Perek Tes, Halacha Dalet. Basar Chaya V'Of, Bein B'Cholav Chaya, Bein B'Cholav Behema, Eino Asur B'Achila Min HaTorah. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva, that Basar B'Cholav does not include anything beyond Behema. That means Chaya V'Of are excluded from the Isur Torah. Now the Rambam says Lefichach. Now Rabosai, I want you to put on your thinking caps for a minute. When the Rambam writes Lefichach, what is he coming to tell me? And what I mean to ask you is the following: is he telling me something theoretical, or is he telling me something practical? Halacha l'maisa. Lefichach in the Rambam is always halacha l'maisa. And I mention this to you because of the Bach. The Beis Chodesh, the Bach, cannot tolerate reading the Rambam Lefichach as halacha l'maisa, because the Rambam writes, Lefichach, mutar levashlo u'mutar b'hana. The Bach says that it can't be. The Mishnah says, Kol HaBosar Asur Levashel B'Cholav, and Kol HaBosar includes Chai V'Of. The Bach is so impacted by both Rashi and the Rashba and the simple reading of the Mishnah that he's willing to reinterpret the Rambam so the Rambam would square with the Mishnah and with all the Rishonim understood the Mishnah. The Rambam says, Mutu Levashlo Mutu Bano. What the Rambam means is Minatora. Mutu Levashlo Mutu Bano. But clearly, Midrabanon, it's Asur. So basically, what the Bach is doing, he's trying to square off the Rambam with all the other Rishonim. And just like all Rishonim maintain that with regard to Oaf, the triple header Iser applies. You're not allowed to be Mavashel, nor eat it, nor enjoy it. The Rambam would agree. The Rambam is on board. He embraces the sheet of all Rishonim.
So what's the same thing after?
Excellent question. And this is going to be the Magid Mishnah's point. How could the Bach be right? First of all, Lefichach always tells me Halacha L'maisa. The Rambam would never mislead us and trip us up into thinking Mutal Levashlo theoretically on a Torah level, but practically it's also the Levashlo. And next, when the Rambam formulates the Isur D'Rabbanan of Basar Ov, the Rambam says Asur Ba'Achila Midivrei Sofrim Achila Mashma Achila Bilvat. And the Rambam spells it out. From one achilu will come to the other achilu. Tell me I'm allowed to eat basar of becholov, and tomorrow I'm going to be eating basar behema becholov. V'yochlu basar behema tahora, becholov behema tahora. Shari ein. Oh, and the Rambam says something. Why would a person make such a mistake? And from basar of Becholov, he's going to come to eat Basa Behema Becholov. The answer is he's a big lamed. And he knows what it says in the Torah. Sharei, what is Fashtate in the Torah? It says, Ein Rabasha Kosvel Gedi. The Torah only says Gedi. And you're allowing me to eat Basa Rof. Why are you allowing me to eat Basa Rof? Right before the Gzeir Tzabon, apparently because you take Gedi literally. No, I'm going to take Gedi literally and apply it straight through, consistently, to the exclusion of Basa Behema. And the only time, the only animal that the Torah asked, the only meat was Gedi. So therefore, to avoid such a pitfall, the Rambam says, the Rabbanon instituted an Isur Achila. Comes along the Bach, and he says, you know what the word Achila means? Achila is a code word. It refers to the whole kit and caboodle. The Rambam only mentions Achila, but what he really means is the Isur of Basa B'cholav. Achila is just a way of formulating the Isur Basa B'cholav. Once you take Oaf, Midrabanan, and you include it in Basa B'cholav, you can't stop short and say, no, only Achila. You take the whole bit and you include Bishul and Hanah as well.
Well, that would make sense because it seems strange for the Rambam to say, we're going to use as a getter that you're not allowed to eat Oaf B'cholav. If you're going to start with a getter, you start with the whole thing in the beginning, which is really with Bishul, where you should Aser Bishul first.
So then the Bach is not willing to buy that. The Magid Mishnah says, let's read the Rambam straightforward. He quotes our Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, Kol ha-basar asav levashel b'cholav chutz mi-basar dogim v'chagovim. Ubi Gemara, the Gemara says this on Kuf Dalet, the very next Omud. Keman, who's the author of our Mishnah? The Lok Rabbi Akiva. The Ik Rabbi Akiva, Omar Chayav Yof, Eino min ha-Torah. So Rav Ashi comes along and he says, you know what? We could survive this. We could reconcile our Mishnah with Rabbi Akiva. How? Hachikomer, this is what the Mishnah means. Kol ha-basos levashel b'cholav. Every piece of meat, meaning other than dogim and chagovim, are prohibited in bishul b'cholav. Mehen mi divrei Torah, umihen mi divrei sofrim. Meaning when the Mishnah says kol ha-basos, it wasn't telling you that they're all asur on the same level, you know, it's miksha achas, but rather kol ha-basos is asur levashel, whether it mean min ha-Torah, min ha-Rabbanan, we don't know. But one thing is clear from Rav Ashi, that our Mishnah, insofar as you can reconcile it with Rabbi Akiva, is maintaining that Basar Of Becholav is Asur Bibishol Mirabonon, not like the Rambam. Umefaresh Rabbeinu, I'm just fast forwarding to the next line. This you might want on the line. The high levashel, when the Mishnah says kol ha-basar, also levashel, take that word levashel and reinterpret it, lechol hu. It means lechol. And here the Magen Mishnah borrows a phrase from the Rashba. Remember, we saw in the Rashba, why does that Mishnah use the word Levashel, even though it's including Achil and Ano as well? The answer is because the Torah used the word Levashel. So therefore the Rambam understands that when the Mishnah uses the word Levashel, it really refers to Achil, Velishna Dekra Nokat, the same phrase that we saw in the Rashba.
The Rambam's very careful about his wording. I'm not buying it.
Very difficult shot. Well, wait a minute. Rabosai, forget about the Rambam. We're talking about Rabbi Yehuda Anasi in the Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam understood that when Rabbi Yehuda Anasi says that Kol HaBasar is Asa Levashel, what he really meant was Asa Lechel, but Lishna Dekra. Look, Lishna Dekra is very nice, as long as you're not misleading us. But this is a violation of Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Mechshol here. The even bishul b'lachila lo nesru chaya v'yofa filu midivreihem. So again, let's sympathize or empathize with the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah has a tremendous task in front of him. He wants to figure out how the Rambam can be reconciled with the Mishnah. The Mishnah clearly indicates that Basar Of is Asur Mibishal. The Rambam clearly indicates that Basar Of is Mutar Mibishal. How do you reconcile that? Does the Rambam have the right to go up against the Mishnah? And the answer is that the Rambam understood that the word Bishal here is being used by the Lashon Dekra Nokat as a substitute for the word Achila. So the Magid Mishnah really has a daunting task here in order to justify the Rambam. Now, I think that's all we need in the Magid Mishnah. Just give me a minute to skim and see if there's any other point in the Magid Mishnah that we need for our purposes, because I want to go on to the Chiddush of the Teferes Yaakov. Just one second. So the Magid Mishnah, the next piece, gives a little bit of a rationale as to answer our question. When the Rabbanan Asid Oaf, why didn't they really go the full, the full kit and caboodle? Why did they say, according to the Rambam, it's only also Achila? So he writes that Achila, he says, is matsui. It's more commonplace. And especially since you can't eat the basa with the chalav, why would you be tempted to cook it? And basically I think he, although he doesn't spell this out, but I think he's referring to a principle which we see in many sugyas in Shas, that milsad lo shchicha lo gozu be'rabbanan. So to say that a person is going to cook basa v'chalav when he knows full well that he's enjoined from eating it, that's already a milsad lo shchicha. It's a very dovra matmiya. Again, if he was working in a non-Jewish restaurant, as a chef or as a cook, it might be very relevant. He's this chicken all over the place.
Why
and then.
The
what do you mean, that achila?
Yeah.
No, achila, he says, is a real bona fide derabbanan. There's basar b'chalav all over the place. Basar of b'chalav all over the place. He might be tempted to eat it. But once we asar it b'achila, the Rabbanan did not feel compelled to go that one step further and asar it b'bishul. Who's going to cook basar of b'chalav? For what purpose?
Is basar b'chalav basar
b'achila? No, I'm saying that basar of b'chalav is something that's commonplace. That's a milsa shchicha. There's basar of b'chalav all over the place. Go into any restaurant, you'll find plenty of basar of b'chalav. So the Rabbanan said, if we're going to allow you today to eat basar of b'chalav, tomorrow you're going to eat basar behema b'chalav. But to go ahead and say that therefore we have to tell you not to cook it, who would cook basar of b'chalav knowing full well that the Rabbanan asid it b'achila? That's what he says. Fine. But I want to show you the Teferes Yaakov, which I was able to print out from Hebrewbooks.org. We owe them a Yashar Koach. And if you take a look, if you got the photocopy, if not, we can photocopy it for you. It is the paragraph that starts with the words Bigmara Ha'of Asur Midaraisa. Do you have that? It's on. If you look at the top left of your page, you'll see page 251. I actually wrote the words Teferes Yaakov on the top right, but I don't know if they came out in the photocopy. No. Again, we can fast forward. Everything here is kedai to go through. I'm not saying you shouldn't look it over, but just for the time expediency, let's try to get to the to pinpoint what I consider the punchline here. He says, "Yesh lahakshos." I underlined it. I don't know what came out on the photocopy, but he says, "Yesh lahakshos." So Rav Ashi, we saw that Rav Ashi holds that kol habasar is yesh mehem midivrei sofrim, the yesh mehem midivrei Torah. Umi kol makom, even though oaf is included in kol habasar, and that's a derabbanon because the Mishnah reflects the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Nevertheless, it says kol habasar asul levashel. So, what are we going to do with the words asul levashel? And he's not willing to go the route of the Magid Mishnah that asul levashel really means asur lech. Shmamino dafilu midrabbanon asur bebishul. The Mishnah clearly maintains, according to Rav Ashi, that basar of, even though it's only drabbanon, is asur bibishul. So the Tiferes Yaakov presents a very complex structure here. And he says the following. He says, there's a machlokus between Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi HaGalili about Basar Of. And according to Rabbi Akiva, Basar Of is only Dirabbanan. According to Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, Afil Mirabbanan Mutter. You're allowed to eat Basar Of Becholov. And B'mekomo Shor Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, who Ochlim Basar Of Becholov. He says historically, because every Rav has a right to paskin for his community, in his community, they ate chicken and milk. So if anybody wakes you up in the middle of the night and asks you, which tzaddikim historically ate Basar Of Becholov, you'll tell me that in the city of Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, that's exactly what they did. I don't know in Tveri, I don't know where they were, but that's where, up north, that's where they did. Oh. Now, he says the following. The first issue that the Rambam had to address is whether we pass in like Chachamim, who hold that Basar Of, is D'oraisa. And the Rambam paskins against the Rabbanon, because Rav Ashi says that even our Mishnah, which is a Stam Mishnah, can be reconciled with Rabbi Akiva. So if you already have a Stam Mishnah, which prohibits Basar Of only midrabbanan, the way Rav Ashi understood this Mishnah, then apparently there's no Stam Mishnah like the Chachamim, and we can paskin like Rabbi Akiva, that Basar Of is not included in Gedi on a Doraisa level. That's point number one. But now the Rambam has to address another question. What is the nature of the Iser Drabbanan of Basar Of? Is it an Iser that includes Bishul and Hana as well? Or is it an Iser that is limited only to Achila? And again, we saw already Svaris that were floating through the universe, you know, the Magid Mishnah, that Bishul is already a Milsa de lo Shchicha. Oh. Here, the Rambam says the following, that Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva michavero, that although as far as the Issa d'Rabban of Achila is concerned, which is a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, the Rambam felt compelled lahachmir to be machriya the halacha like Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. And it's definitely an Issa d'Rabbanan in Basar Of. Even though again Rabbi Yossi HaGalili was matir Basar Of b'chol. That far the Rambam couldn't go. Because halacha k'Rabbi Akiva michavero. So in the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, he had to paskin like Rabbi Akiva that Basar Of Becholov is us. But now the Rambam had another question. How far did the Rabbanan go when they asked Basar Of Becholov? And in the Rambam's mind, that was a real serious suffix. Would the Rabbanan make this step further, that extra step, and Aser Basar Of B'Cholof even B'Bishal? And when I say Bishal, I mean I know as well. Did they go that extra step? And here, the Rambam felt that since Rabbi Yossi Aglili went as far as to be Matir Basar Of, and not even accept the Yisud Rabbanon, even though we're going to be Machmir, and we are going to prohibit, we're going to accept Rabbi Akiva Shita that there's an Yisud Rabbanon of Achila, we're not going to go the step further on an Yisud Rabbanon when it's so unclear and there's such a suffix to include Bishul as well. Since there's a strong svara to say that Bishul was never included in that Yisud Rabbanon, even though Rav Ashi interprets our Mishnah according to Rabbi Akiva to indicate that there is an Yisud Rabbanon in Bishul Of, that far we're not going to go, because that interpretation of the Mishnah is subject to question and we don't know if we have to accept it. So he says Hilkoch b'Rabbanon, with regard to the Yisud Rabbanon of Of B'Cholof, Pasak lahakil bibishol dafka. Be'achil aloch Rabbi Akiva michaveir avol bibishol. The halacha is like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who's matir. Rabbi Yossi Aglili is matir even achila, but certainly bishol. V'lo shamanu l'Rabbi Akiva dioser bibishol. Even though Rabbi Akiva is primary in the machlok shim Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, but we never heard Rabbi Akiva say explicitly that Basar Of B'Cholof is also B'Bishol. We're not even sure if our Mishnah reflects Rabbi Akiva. Could be our Mishnah reflects the Shita of the Chachamim, and that's the way Rashi and the Rashba understood it, that our Mishnah is D'Oraisa. But be it as it may, the Mishnah might not be Rabbi Akiva. So we have no proof that Rabbi Akiva went as far as including Bishul in the east of the Rabbanan of Basar Of. The Kevan She'ein Dover Zeh Barur, he says, if that's not clear, and yet we know for sure that Rabbi Yossi Aglili is Matir Bishul, that's for sure. So even though we're not accepting Rabbi Yossi Aglili hook, line, and sinker, because we're going to establish an Yisur Achila, nevertheless, since we don't know clearly what Rabbi Akiva's position was with regard to the Yisud Bishul, is therefore we're going to fall back in an Yisud Rabbanon on the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Aglili Beferish, not knowing because of the ambiguity of what Rabbi Akiva would maintain as far as the Yisud Bishul is concerned, and the Rambam says we're going to be Matir Bishul. Very complex situation. What'd you say, David?
Would it be make because we don't know what Rabbi Akiva would hold?
No, so you have to add another point here. We don't know what Rabbi Akiva would hold as far as Bishul is concerned. And to boot, we know that Rabbi Yossi Aglili was Matir Bishul. So the Rambam came up with the following compromise, if you will. We're not going to go all the way with Rabbi Yossi Aglili, but we will accept that which we know for sure Rabbi Yossi Aglili is Makil on, since we don't know what Rabbi Akiva would say. Again, you can only do something like that in an Yisud Rabbanon. So you want to accept Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Yossi Aglili, but you have no clue how far Rabbi Akiva went in his debate against Rabbi Yossi Aglili. If you have doubts about that on an Yisur Rabbanon, when there are logical reasons to limit that Yisur, as we saw in the Magid Mishnah already, to Achila, not extended to include Bishul, and to boot, we know that Rabbi Yossi Aglili was Matir Bishul, although we're not going to accept Rabbi Yossi Aglili to be Matir Achila, because in a Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili will pass him like Rabbi Akiva, but we don't know Rabbi Akiva himself holds as far as Bishul is concerned. So you have a suffix in the mindset of Rabbi Akiva on an Yisud Rabbanon, it's like suffix Rabbanon Lekula, but only because we have Rabbi Yossi Aglili in our back pocket.
I understand the lumdus, but I cannot swallow the Pachtish. I mean, the Balabatish thing is, we can't say that the initial thing is mutter, and yet the derivation from it becomes usher. How can you say if Bishul, yeah, Of B'Cholof is mutter,
yeah,
Then how can that, which the next step, which is being able to eat it, become usher when the actual mice that made Oath B'Cholav in the first place?
So I think, Ali, what you're pointing out is the following: that according to the Shitas HaRambam, the Isra Achila stands on its own. And we've discussed this in the past. What is the relationship between the Isra Bishul and the Isra Achila? Are they one and the same? One is an introduction to the other, and basically the Isra Achila is a result of the Isra Bishul. Or are they two independent Isurim? And therefore, yeah, but still, again, if you recall, we have Machlokas in the Gemara later on Daf, I think it was Kuf Yud Gimel. If I have a chance, I'll look it up, but again, we're pressed for time, as to whether or not the Isra Achila could stand on its own without the Isra Bishul. Do you remember we had such a machlokas? For example, if you take chalev and you cook it with chalav, there's one day in the Gemara we paskin like that day, that you don't get malchus for Bishul and you get malchus for Achila, meaning that Achila is separate, is independent of Bishul. Again, we don't have time to go through that now. If you want, I'll do that after Mincha. Because what I really want to share with you today, and this is the punchline of today's Shia, is the Marcheshes. And that you'll see on a page that starts Nuntes, which is Simon Lamed in the Marcheshes, and goes on to page Samach. But of course, I misplaced it, which is Kedarki Bakot. Oh, here it is. Good. Page 118. Now, the Marcheshes is Simon Lamed is called Yishuv LeDivrei HaRambam Zal B'Perek Tes Milchus Machos Asuras. What he means is, and this is the question that he formulates in Os Aleph, how do we reconcile the Rambam, who is Matir Basar Of B'Bishul, with our Mishnah? The Bach went as far as to say that the Rambam never did such a thing. And he was never Matir Bishul. But all the Mefarshim reject the Bach, and they all take the Rambam straightforward, and the Rambam is Matir. And yet, the Gemara establishes in the name of Rav Ashi that our Mishnah reflects the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, and in the case of Oaf, we're talking about the Rabbanon, an Isur Rabbanon, yet we're clearly talking about an Isur Bishul. So how do we reconcile the Rambam, who is Matir Bishul in Basar Oaf, with our Mishnah? On. That's Os Aleph. Now I'm going to fast forward again for the lack of time to Os Dalet, just one line in Os Dalet, which is on a page that says 118. If you have it, I made a bunch of copies. And the Marchesha says the following: that from Rav Ashi we see that Basar Of Rabbanon is also Levashel. And if we take the word Bishul in our Mishnah simply, straightforward, not the way the Magen Mishnah wants to reinterpret our Mishnah, then clearly our Mishnah, the way Rav Ashi understands it, is against the Rambam. Because our Mishnah is talking about an Isur Basar Of Becholav Derabbanon, which reflects the Shita Rabbi Akiva, and our Mishnah maintains that it's also B'Bishul. And he says the following: Oshei. This is absolutely a masterpiece. Says the Marcheshes, your kasha on the Rambam is based on Rav Ashi. Well, there's another statement of Rav Ashi, and we've got to put this all together. Rav Ashi, later on, at the end of Perek Kol HaBosor, on Daf Kuf Yud Dalet, says that the Isra Achilas Bosor B'Cholo is not derived, as we are accompanied, as we are accustomed to think, from the pasuk Lo Sevashel Gedi B'Chalev Imo. Remember that the Torah repeats it three times, twice in Sefer Shmos and once in Sefer Dvarim. And Chazal understood that the Isur Bishul three times refers to Bishul, Achila, and Hanah. That's not the Shita of Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi has a different opinion. Rav Ashi holds that for whatever reason the Torah repeats itself three times, Ayin Shom in the Sugi, that's not for us now, but that the Isra Achil is derived from an entirely different Pasuk, not from the Pasuk Lo Sevashel Gedi B'Chalev Imo. Mishum Dechsiv Lo Sochal Kol Toeva. What does Sochal called Toeva mean? Now wait a second. How could Rav Ashi say that Toeva includes Basar B'chalav? What makes Basar B'chalav Toeva? I mean, you're allowed to eat, drink this milk, you're allowed to eat this meat, you cook them together, what's Toeva? What's disgusting about it? How does the Pasuk of Sochal called Toeva come to include Basar B'chalav? If you want to use this Pasuk for Shkatzim V'Ramasim, for other kinds of Isurim, fine. But why Basar B'chalav? What justifies classifying Basar B'chalav under the lav of Lo Sochal Kol Toeva?
Especially when the din is that you have to you only over on Basar Tahor from a Behema Tahor.
Okay. But let's look at the Marcheshes for a minute, because I don't want to miss the punchline here. He says, you know what justifies Rav Ashi's conclusion that Kol Toeva includes Basar B'chalav? What makes Basar B'chalav Kol Toeva? Hainu Mishum Di Asur B'Bishulo. Rav Ashi holds that that the Yisoda Yisodos of the Isra Achilu of Basar B'chalav is Bishul. Once the Torah prohibited in Bishul, the Torah doesn't want you to cook these things together. Two innocuous substances, but the Torah says don't combine them. Then once you do so, you have violated the Isur Bishul, and therefore the result of this violation is called Toeva. It's an abomination which the Torah finds repulsive and should be rejected. Nimtza, the Ikar Isur Achila lo nesar klal b'Torah mitzad atzmo. The Torah never really prohibited achilas basar b'chalav per se. Listen to his lungs. He says, Ella hutolui. Again, I would, you know, if it was me, I would have written a different word here. I would have said hutotsa. But again, he says, tolui be isur bishul, v'hu agorem es isur achila. The gorem of isur achila is bishul. Because Rav Ashi learns, he derives the Isur Achila from Lo Sochlu Kol Toeva. And Lo Sochlu Kol Toeva is because, and the only possible reason why it's called Toeva, it can only be because of Bishul. Im Kain, look at the next move of the Marcheshes. Oh, I have such anor from this. Just this, like, this is like what I call checkmate. He says the following. You just have to have a mathematical mind. Im hayinu omrim, di of mutar bibishul. Rav Ashi could not possibly accept the Rambam Shita that of is mutar bibishul, because if so, lo hayim makom li yisrachila. In other words, from Rav Ashi's perspective, the Rambam is involved in a self-contradiction. He's contradicting himself logically. You cannot postulate an Iser Achila without an Iser Bishul. Because if that be the case, it doesn't come under Lo Sochlu called Toeva. Meaning, when the Rabbanon extended the Iser of Basar B'chalav to include Oaf, it must be Dumya, it's got to be similar to the original Iser Basar B'chalav. The original Iser Basar B'chalav Do Raisa is a result of Bishul. Then the Rabbanon couldn't go beyond that and create a brand new Iser Achila on something that doesn't have the very cause of that Iser Achila. The Gorem, the Machai of the Oser of Basar B'chalav is Bishul. The Rabbanon could not possibly come up with a brand new Iser Achila that doesn't have the Oser of Achila. The Oser of Achila is Bishul. If the Oser is Bishul, then there's got to be an Iser Bishul. Otherwise, there can never be an Iser Achila. Kevan de leket Toeva b'bishulo. If you have some sort of Iser where the Torah allows you to do Bishul, is lehechi tesi she Oser Achila.
There's never have a minute of eating. When the Mishnah mentions about gavina, the eating, uncooked meat, not cooked, but there's this Achila.
What are we talking about? You're talking about Nagia, where there was
Rashi in the Mishnah, for example, talks about
that Blia, then it's Bolea.
That's without Bishul.
No, so I think we're talking there, again, I have to research this, that we're talking about hot meat. And that's called Kedei Klipa, meaning what Rashi means by Blia is what's called Tzli. Tzli means when you have two substances and one is hot and they touch each other. That's called tzli.
Right.
Tigun is a little more complicated because tigun already has a little bit of a liquid in it, an oil or whatever.
So no one will estimate the rice definitely cold meat with cold
no.
The cheese.
No. Eat it and enjoy it.
And that's why the
mission, I don't mean that literally, but unless you're Rav Yosef Glee with you, it's off. Yeah, that's off.
That's why the mission says Bushel and
not Abel. Oh, beautiful. The Mishnah, according to Rav Ashi, focuses on Bishul not just as a technicality, as we say, Lishna Dekra Nakat, but it's much more fundamental, says Rabbi Kapustin. It's defining the whole nature of the Yisra Achila. The nature of the Yisra Achila is because the Bishul created this Achila. It's Lo Sochlu Kol Toeva, and the Toeva itself was the Bishul. Every other foodstuff that's awesome, every machol sasuras, there's something inherently despicable about the machol sasuras. I don't need to do an action to make it into awesome. But here, in the case of Basar B'Cholov, says Rav Ashi, there is no Isur Achila. There's only an Isur of Kol Toeva. Kol Toeva means you violated the Toeva by creating this entity called Basar B'Cholov. Memela, Rav Ashi, perforce by his very logic, could never imagine an Isur Achila of Basar B'Cholov without an Isur Bishul. Because the Oser, meaning the Sivas HaIsur, is the Bishul. However, the Rambam is not committed to Rav Ashi. And again, here I'm going to fast forward again for lack of time. Avol Rabbeinu Zal, meaning the Rambam, Posak Deloker Rav Ashi. The Rambam himself derives the Yisra Achila from the Posak Lo Savashel Gediba Chalev Imo. If the Yisra Achila is Posak of Eino Kolul B'Posak Lo Sochlu Kol Toeva, V'Ein HaYisra Achila Mikoach Yisra Bishul. So the Yisra Achila stands independently on its own 2 feet. It's not derived from Lo Sochlu Kol Toeva as Rav Ashi would have it. Therefore, Shapir Posak, he's justified in accepting that Of B'Cholov, even though it's Aser V'Achila, that's an Yisra Achila per se, but Midrabanan, right? But nevertheless, it's Mutar B'Bishul.
Why is he justified?
Because again, the Rambam doesn't accept Rav Ashi. The entire thrust of Rav Ashi's understanding in our Mishnah is Rav Ashi l'shitoso, based on Rav Ashi's conceptual understanding that the nature and the oser, the sivas ha'iser of achilas possible cholov is called toeva, is namely the bishul process. Therefore, Rav Ashi was compelled to say that the isur the rabbanon of oaf, which is codified in our Mishnah, includes bishul as well. The Rambam, on the other hand, never accepted Rav Ashi. Nowhere will you find anywhere in the Rambam that he maintains that that called toeva is the source for the isur bishul. In the next paragraph, by the way, which is more technical, that this is not the lundus, the Marchesha says, the Rabbeinu, the Basar Of B'Cholov, the Rabbanon. He says, why did the Rambam accept that Basar Of B'Cholov is only the Rabbanon? After all, if the Rambam rejects Rav Ashi, that means that our Mishnah is holding that Basar Of is Doraisa, like the Rabbanon Shita, and therefore Alocha Kistam Mishnah. Oh, so that's what he says. Havistam v'achakach machlokas. That's in the next paragraph. Again, that's a technicality. But again, this technicality is a result of the problem that he faces in the next paragraph was generated by his presentation in the Lamdashim paragraph. Meaning that since Rav Ashi was the one who interpreted that Mishnah as an Isur Dirabbanon, as Basar Of B'Cholov, like Rabbi Akiva, so why didn't the Rambam accept that, including Bishul as well? Now that the Rambam rejects Rav Ashi, we go back to square one, and the premise is that our Mishnah reflects the Shita of the Chacham. We're talking about Basar Of D'Oraisa, so why didn't the Rambam accept Rabbi Akiva against our Mishnah? And that he activates the principle of Stam V'Achach Matos.
Do we have any other example of the Isur Achila Toli and the Isur Bishul?
I don't know if there's another Isur Bishul in the Torah, except for Meleches Bishul on Shabbos. I don't know. I could be wrong. But you know what? If you were studying this sugya called Maisa Shabbos, that could be an example. Now, Maisa Shabbos classically is understood as a Drabbanon, but let's say it was Doraisa. That means if you violate Chas V'Shalom Meleches Bishul, let's say you did it B'Shogeg on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat that food. Right, that's all the issues, you know, with cholins, when the plata doesn't go on, go off, you know, turn blah blah blah, and all that kind of stuff. Are you allowed to eat the cholin if it was cooked on Shabbos? So there you would say, certainly, like this lumdus of the Marcheshes, that there's nothing inherently abominable about the cholin. It's a great cholin, it smells great. But it was created through an Isur Bishul. That could be a place, you know, where you want
to... Is the Marcheshes limiting the Lo Simcha Kol Torah to only a din of Bishul, where the Isur comes with the Berak Bishul? Or is he talking about any Achila that violates Diyaraisa? In other words, if you ate kachim, right. Ate kachim, would you be over also on Lo Simcha Kol Torah?
You mean if a Zar eats kachim, or are you talking about carbonola or something, whatever it might be?
Yeah, a Zar.
I don't know. That I'd have to see the sugya. I didn't go through the sugya
like
there.
On Daf Kuf Yud
Dal. That Alan, I'm going to throw that back into your court, and you do the research on that question. Okay? But that's going to require that you open up Kuf Yud Dal, which I didn't get a chance to do. Rabosai, once we're learning this Mishnah, and I enjoy, you know, the Teferis Yaakov, I'd like to give you another insight of the Teferis Yaakov into our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "V'asa lahalos im hagvina al hashulchan," etc., etc. So he wants to know the Mishnah pasach becholav v'siem v'gvina. Why gvina? So if you take a look at the Teferis Yaakov, but not on that page, on the previous page, which is page 250, I think, if you have this page. It's the first page in Kol HaBasar. He says, V'da, this is on the left column, he says, Da, sheyesh ledagdeg, v'posach hatana b'reisha b'cholav, u'b'sefer gabi haloh nokat gvina, u'b'vadai lo b'chdi shina hatana b'cholav l'gvina. You know, you can't say that, you know, all of a sudden the Mishnah for poetic purposes switches from milk to cheese. And first he suggests one answer. He says that cholov is bikli. You know, cholov is a liquid. You have to bring it out in a receptacle. And therefore, havi hefsek bein habasal l'chov. There won't be any negia between the cholov and the basar. And therefore, this whole Isur of halah only applies to gvina and not to cholov. That's fascinating. But then he gives a second reason, which is even interesting, even more interesting to me. He says, oh, Efshar, perhaps you could say that Salka Daitach, I would have thought that Gvina is mutter, and only Cholov is also. That's where the Mishnah is coming lafuke. Dafka b'cholov chayshina shalo yishpoch mimenu al habasar. When you have a liquid, it might spill over into the meat. Mashenken Gvina shu yovish, it's solid, and therefore it's not going to spill over on the meat. And I would have a halamina that it's mutter.
The pasuk also says lo sabashel gliba chalei. It says it over and over. Never says anything about gvina.
Right. So what's the nafkamina here, David, between the first answer of the Tiferes Yaakov and the second answer of the Tiferes Yaakov? According to the first answer, am I allowed to put milk on the same table with meat? Yes, I am, because again, it's in a receptacle. It's in a keli. According to the second answer, fakeret. The chiddush is that not only is milk asur, because it might be nishpach, but even gvina, where there's no chashash of nishpach, it's not going to spill over, my cup, you know, running over, it's still asur. But then he gives a third answer. Look at this. This, telling you, the brilliance of the man's mind. He says, yesh lomar, he says, since the... Okay, let me give you a little background to the third answer. The Beis Yosef, Rav Yosef Karo, was opposed to eating milchaka fish. Did you know that? Yeah, he held it was a sakana. We hold that you shouldn't mix fish with meat. But the Beis Yosef says that not only is it a sakana to mix fish and meat, there's also sakana to mix milk and fish. Milk and fish. So he says the following, yesh lomar derak b'cholav yesh sakana. He says that the reason why you can't allow putting milk on the table together with... No, fakir. He says the following. That the Mishnah is telling me, let's read the Mishnah again. Chutz mi basar dogim v'chagof. You have fish and you're allowed to put it on the same table with cheese. Correct? He says the following. You know why you're allowed to put fish and cheese on the same table? He says, because there's no sakana to eat fish and cheese. Again, I don't know which biologist, which physician or dietitian is going to teach you this, but he says that the whole sakana in the Beis Yosef is only chalav with fish. And therefore, to put fish and chalav on the same table, that's a sakana. He says, "Lachain rak begvina muta bedogim." When our Mishnah wants to tell you two things. Number one, I tell you that you can't put meat and milk on the same table. But the Mishnah also wants to tell you that you're allowed to put milk and fish on the same table. But you're not allowed to put milk and fish on the same table according to Beis Yosef, because you might come to eat them together. You're only allowed to put cheese and fish on the same table because there's no sakam. Okay, Rabosa, do you have the Mara Makomos that I gave out? I tried to send it to you by email. So there's a very important Ran in the beginning part of Chulin, and in which case the Ran says that every other Iser you're allowed to put on the table. The only Iser you're not allowed to put on the table is Basar B'chalav. We don't find this part of the Mishnah of Halah with regard to any other Iser. And why is that so? Why are we so machmir on Basar B'chalav? Says the Ran, Mishum delo bedili inshim in eshkol echad heter b'fnei atzmo. Each one, the milk and the meat are heter. And therefore, chmiru bo b'yoser mishari surim. And they asin shalolaloso in basar al shulchan echad. Mashenki mishari surim. So let's say, for example, you're eating at the same table with a guy, and he puts down yayin on the table. So that's no problem. You're allowed to eat from that table, even though it's yayin nesach. Let's say the guy puts down the velus and trefus on the table. You're allowed to eat that. I'm saying not to eat the velus and trefus, but you're allowed to eat from the same table. You're eating your kosher hot dogs, and he's eating his trefa hot dogs. The only Iser of Allah is in Basar B'chalav. Oh. But you take a look in the Mishnah, in Masechta Nedarim.
It should be chalav and fish also.
Say it again?
It should be chalav and fish also. Because there are two things that are independently...
Right, but not gvina, because that's not a sakon. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
So that would stem with the first Yaakov that we see. Very good. Says the Ran. I'm sorry. So the Mishnah says in the Durham, there's something called Mudr Hanov Mechadvero, which means that I'm not allowed to enjoy anything that I took upon myself, and I can't enjoy anything that belongs to you. Right, you want to lend me a car, I can't drive your car. You want to give me food, I can't eat the food. That's called Mudr Hanov Mechadvero. But the Mishnah says, Ochel ima al shulchan. Even though Reuven has enjoined himself with a neder from eating from Shimon, nevertheless, Reuven can eat at the same table as Shimon. So according to the Ran that we saw in Chulin, very good. Because neder is shari surim, it's not an Iser basar b'chalav, and there's no reason to create an Iser halah. But if you take a look at the Rosh, which is published on the page in the Dharan, the Rosh says the following on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis. Again, the print is a little bit small here. I couldn't find the regular in the Torah, but let's see if I can make it out. He says, "V'ochel imo al shulchan, v'lo chay shinon shema yochal imo dekevon shehi diro." Is mistoma sonim zedze tfei mipnei achsenoim shaochlan al shulchan echad ze basar ze gvin. Gemara is going to later on say that if two people are guests in a hotel, one is eating at the same, they're both eating at the same table, one fleshes, one milchix, no problem. The only issue of halah is when there's a relationship between the two. Now, if Reuven took a neder that he doesn't want to have any benefit from Shimon, apparently he's a sone, there's some tension, some friction, and therefore it's a lot worse or a lot better, depending, than achsenoy. And therefore, but what do you see from the Rosh? Was the Rosh willing to apply the Iser of halah to nedarim? That we shouldn't be sitting on the same table because of the Iser Neder. Again, Rabosa, we're not talking about Basar Ugvina here. We're talking about an Iser Neder. He's eating broccoli kugel, and I'm sitting at the same table. Says the Rosh, I'm allowed to do that. Why does the Mishnah allow me? Because we're sonim, because I hate his guts. Sachvaisos, if you didn't have the answer of Sonim, what was the Rush worried about? Isar Halah. The Rush had a perfect analogy extending the Isar Halah of Gvina and Basar to Nadarim. It's against the Ran. So who noticed this? The Shach. The Shach is like a Rishon, Rabosa, even though he was an Achron technically. Says the Shach, Nireh, it's the bottom of your page one. Dafka Basar Asalal Sal Shulkan Shalchal Ipcha Mishun Delo Bidili Mine Inshi. The whole year round, we eat milk, we eat meat, Kol Echad Het Bifnei Atzmo. Avol, but let's say you have Nevela on the Shulchan, and you have Basar Ksheri, you're allowed to put them both on the same table. You should know that there are some achronim who argue with this shach. That's on the side. If it's not nikar, you know, when you have two things that look identical, one is us and one's muti, you can't put them on the same table. But so maybe there's a stempel here that says nevela on it, or if it doesn't say badats, then you know it's nevela, right? Just joking. He says v'chein mevur b'divrei Aran. Oh, umiu. However, mimashik kosev a rush bepirusha l'nidarim sof daf mem alpha min beis blah 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 blah, and then he quotes the whole rush is mevio beis mashma, two lines up from the bottom of your page, mashma dafilu b'shari surim nami dina hachi against the Ran. The Ran is saying it's a separate halachim bas b'chol because zeh etem b'fnei atzmo lo b'dili minei, this is a special kumra and achshash in halah. But other Yisroel don't have that, and therefore there's no reason to be mocked with this Allah. What are you going to do with the Rosh? Yesh Lomar. Beautiful Shach. The Nedarim came on the Eino Asur Elamitzad Nidro. The Heft itself is Heter. Elo, what I took in Neder. Choshiv kibasa b'chol shekol echad hetem b'fnei atzmo. Abel b'shari surim, like Nevela, moder of the Rosh. So far, so good. But then we get to the Rashba. The Rashba in a tshuva, also quoted by the Beis Yosef, says that if a guy comes into your house on Pesach with chametz, you're not allowed to sit him down on your table. Chametz? Chametz is shari surim. Why can't he sit down and eat from the same table that you're eating matzah on? This is against the Ran for sure. So we have machlokas here between the Rosh and the Ran. And between the Rashba and the Ran, and if the Rashba is willing to extend the Isar Halal HaShulchan to Chametz, then he should extend it to Nevela as well. He says, Nira says the Shach, the Hasam Mishum Chumr, the Chametz Shaini. Again, it's an exception to the rule. Why? So first he says, because Chametz is also B'mashu, and therefore there'll be some sort of Negiya, and you'll end up with a little particle of chametz that got mixed up into your matzah, and you're going to eat it. Chas v'shalom. But then he says, and the next he says a different shot. Not because chametz is also b'mashu, but he says because he's a guy. And if he's a guy, then it's not worse than achsenoyim. But then he gives a third explanation. He says that chametz is alechem yichyeh ha'adam. This is the staple of life. The ragil bo kol hashana, the whole year round he's eating lechem. And now all of a sudden he's eating his matzah. He's lo b'dili min ha'inshi. So Rabosai comes out that there are three different cases of the Yisrael law. One is basa b'chol because each one is mutter and lo b'dili min ha'inshi. The second one is nedarim because the cheft itself is not usher in and of itself. It's only because you're neder. And there we should be machmir except for the svar of sonim. And finally chametz, which is mutter the whole year round, should also be included in the Yisrael law. Which means that if a guy comes into your house, please remember this next Pesach. When you invite your guy into your house and he's eating chametz, not to eat matzah from the same table. Okay, we'll stop here.